Over the weekend, new victims were revealed in the sexual assault allegations against Windsor Mayor Dominic Fapoli. Meanwhile, Fapoli claims he was pressured into a sexual encounter by Councilwoman Esther Lemus. Joining us on the KSRO Live line is political consultant Brian Sobel of Sobel Communications. Good morning.
Good morning.
So how did the competing allegations from two members of the Windsor Council impact the ability of the council to even function?
Well, the city council or the town council of Windsor are going to have to come together and have a discussion, which they're planning to do, and look at what is a pattern. And that's really, I think, what people are focusing on, is this pattern of abuse over many, many years. And they're going to have to make a decision about whether Dominic Fapoli is able to stay on the council. They will also have to hear, frankly, from their legal counsel, from the town legal counsel, as to what their options are.
And is there anything that the council can do to force him out of office if he continues to refuse to step down?
I mean, that's a legal question under the town charter, and that has to be answered by the
town
attorney. But they can make it increasingly uncomfortable for him, needless to say.
Now, we've also got an upcoming election for a new Windsor council member. How does this impact that election?
It'll be interesting to see. This situation in Windsor has received so much publicity that oftentimes in a community, a lot of people aren't really following the news and don't really always know the issues. But in Windsor, it would be hard to believe that very many people don't or have not heard about this incident, and that'll affect the election. No matter who's, what the issues are, but governance and guidance at the mayor's spot will be critical. So Windsor actually has a lot of decisions to make here in the very near future.
Now, it also looks like a recall effort has just begun. Do you think that it's going to get support?
Well, yes. It depends. If Fapoli steps down, then that's not going to be necessary. But if he insists on staying in public office, I imagine that the collection of signatures will go quickly. But it's fair to say too that it's not an overnight thing to recall somebody.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The easiest thing for the town of Windsor to have happen is that Fapoli says, I'm now a distraction. I have to concentrate on taking care of my situation in terms of any criminal charges, and I've got to get on with my life, therefore I resign. If he does that, it'll allow Windsor to get on with the business of the community.
Now, Fapoli was recently recommended to be appointed to the Golden Gate Bridge District by the Board of Supervisors. That happened prior to the Chronicle investigation. What are the supervisors planning to do about that?
As I understand it, they plan tomorrow at their meeting to rescind their appointment. And again, anytime you do any of this, it has to be preceded by, in this case, the county council's office, helping them with how they do that technically. And when you appoint somebody and then unappoint them, you have to have a process. And so I assume they've worked it out. It's not rocket science. But I think one by one, all of these things that Fapoli has been nominated and then subsequently voted on, these various boards and commissions, one by one they're being stripped, obviously.
Now, in terms of the very quick reaction from the community, from political leaders, we've seen in recent months and years more allegations coming out about sexual assault from high-level politicians. And of course, we got the Me Too movement recently. Is this influencing the way the public is reacting to our local allegations now?
Hard to say. Obviously, there's been a couple of very high-profile local cases of a sexual nature, and I think it does make people think about the people that they're electing and who can they trust. Social media in particular over the last few years has exposed a lot more of this behavior, and it's now becoming something that's being talked about a lot more. And of course, the coverage of the Foppoli case by the San Francisco Chronicle and the Press Democrat has been extensive. So I would imagine people in Windsor, but in Sebastopol and other communities, are taking a look at their elected leaders and saying, hey, we have to make sure that we elect only those people of the highest character. One of the issues is, you know, how do you discern that?
Now, we've also heard from local leaders, those in political circles who are condemning Foppoli. His brother has even spoken out. Is there anyone who we haven't heard from yet that we could reasonably expect to hear from by now?
I think everybody in elected office and other people have weighed in on this and said, hey, it's time for Foppoli to resign. Even, as you mentioned, his brother has said that in a statement. I don't know what's keeping Mayor Foppoli in office right now other than his own feelings about either his innocence or just being stubborn and not wanting to walk away. And inevitably, this is going to happen one way or the other. He will leave office.
Now, a lot of these allegations that were covered by the Chronicle happened a while ago. However, the allegations made by Councilwoman Esther Lemus are much more recent, and she's reported them to the sheriff's office. If this does become charges against Foppoli, will that need to be handled outside of the county because Lemus is actually a current deputy district attorney?
Yes, there's going to have to be an accommodation for the fact that she is involved in the district attorney's office as an assistant DA. So, yeah, I would think that it would be handled by another district attorney's office just to make sure that there's a clear no conflict of interest line that's drawn. But I think more importantly, these charges that you refer to go back years and years and years, and that's why you see this. What's occurred here is this pattern. If you have a situation where there's a what I call a one-off, you know, a man says something or a woman says something, but it's a one-time deal. I think a lot of people look at that and say, maybe there's more to learn about that particular case. But when you see a pattern over many, many years, that's something else entirely. Mm-hmm. And in the case of the councilwoman in Windsor, I think it's so recent that I would imagine other charges, actual charges, are being looked at, because a lot of these older cases have a statute of limitations attached to them.
Right. We appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Take care.
That is Brian Sobel of Sobel Communications, a political consultant.